This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The Olympic torch is headed south to Buenos Aires, Argentina, leaving a trail of trouble in its wake. The torch sparked mass protests on two continents and was snuffed out several times. Demonstrators are protesting China's policy in Tibet. Yesterday, the torch was in San Francisco. Security officials there changed the torch's route at the last minute to avoid mass protests. Protesters and fans alike missed their chance to see it. Police didn't want a repeat of the torch relay in Paris, where officials had to put the flame out and load it onto a bus for safety. The Beijing Olympics opening ceremonies are set for August, but the Democratic candidates don't want President Bush to go. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are now calling on him to skip the opener. The White House says Bush will be at the Olympics, but may not attend the opening ceremonies. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's office said Wednesday he will skip the opening ceremonies. President Bush is expected to announce today that the U.S. Army will be scaling back to 12-month tours for soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's down from the current 15 months soldiers spent overseas. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
It was last April that 15-month Army tours were put into effect to give predictability to soldiers whose deployments sometimes were extended at the last minute and to supply the so-called surge of soldiers into Iraq. Those longer deployments frustrated many soldiers who have repeatedly asked senior officials when they will return to the traditional 12-month tour. Officials say the reduced tour length will not apply to any soldiers now serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. President Bush will make the announcement at the White House, where he is also expected to endorse a pause in U.S. troop productions in Iraq after July. The American ground commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, wants the pause to make sure security improvements can hold.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. Tax day is around the corner, April 15th, in case you've conveniently forgotten. According to a report by the U.S. Treasury Department, a lot of people out there are trying to scam the government. The study says that the number of phony tax returns filed as a result of identity theft has jumped more than six times over the past 5 years. But the report also says the IRS rarely pursues or prosecutes such cases. Congress is weighing in on the matter. Today, tax fraud identity theft will be the subject of a Senate hearing. Strong storms with high winds have swept through parts of West Texas and Oklahoma today. In San Angelo, Texas, an apparent tornado with 70-mile-an-hour winds struck just after midnight, ripping shingles from roofs and flipping vehicles. Hours earlier, two apparent tornadoes moved through another part of West Texas and Oklahoma. At least one person was killed in storms there, a woman whose car skidded off the road in heavy rain. Heavy rain and flash flooding have also plagued parts of Arkansas. We'll wrap with a little bit of Elvis news. Why not? Good news for fans of the King. Some never seen before photos of Elvis Presley have surfaced. The images were taken in 1972 of Elvis doing his thing in Madison Square Garden, dressed in full jumpsuit glory. The man who took the photos, George Kalinske, came across them and notified Presley's estate. The collection of 40 unpublished photographs will be displayed at Graceland starting Memorial Day weekend as part of an exhibit titled Elvis Jumpsuits All Access. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.